All right. Dad, how are you today?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for taking the time. Just sort of start with your thoughts on, I'm curious your thoughts as to Deion Branch and his performance since joining the team.
Deion's done a great job for us. He's brought a lot of professionalism. He's brought work ethic. He's brought leadership to our wide receiver group. He's executed on game day, and he's worked extremely hard to do so every week.
Jed, it seems the Packers did some things to kind of take Deion and Wes a little bit too, but to take Deion out of the game, getting physical maybe more than he's seen. Is that what you saw they did, and is that maybe kind of a challenge for him?
Every week I think there's different challenges that you have, one of which for us is, you know, regardless of who we play, it's our job to go out there and execute within our game plan, to execute within the role we're asked, and different defensive backs play different styles. We have to be prepared for all styles, which I think we do during the week, and they're definitely aware that they have to go out there on game day and just execute.
Right, so what specifically did the Packers defensive backs do? Because, you know, obviously it's a copycat league, and I'm wondering if whatever they did, maybe future opponents will look and say, all right, that's what we can do.
Yeah, I mean, right now we're moving on. It's more important for us right now to know, you know, how the Buffalo Bills are going to play us, and that's where our focus is right now, is on the Buffalo Bills. We've already moved on from the Packers game. We've evaluated that with our players. We've corrected the things that we need to correct, and we've moved on. We're moving on to the Buffalo Bills.
Chad, and looking at a player like Wes Welker, does he look like a guy who would have had the offseason he had in terms of the surgery and everything that he's done to get himself back to where he is? Does he look like the guy that you've always known and seen, or and how does he look at this point in the season?
Wes has done a great job. I mean, he's worked extremely hard to get to where he is right now with the injury in the offseason. It's not something we even mention anymore. It's not a factor. Wes Welker is Wes Welker right now. He's playing at a high level. There's some things that he knows he needs to improve on, just like all our players right now need to improve on. And, you know, I'm excited that Wes Welker's on our team, and I'm excited he's had a chance to be with us the entire year.
Chad, how would you assess the season Julian Edelman has had as a receiver? He seems to be struggling a bit catching the football.
I think that, you know, when you look at where we are this season with all our players, there's specific things that we all need to work on right now, you know, whether it was in the previous game or whether it was through the last several weeks of the season. There's things we all need to improve on, both as players and coaches, and that's what we're striving to do every day, is just to go out there and get better and work on those things which, you know, we need to improve on.
But what specifically to Julian is he trying to work on?
You know, Julian has had some drops during his last couple times out. I know he's going to work real hard to try to correct that, and specifically catch the ball, which I know he will work hard to do so.
Is it like a concentration issue, focus? Have you picked up anything like that in terms of what's happening with him?
Yeah, I mean, we always say here, and Coach Belichick's the first to say it, is our job as receivers is to get open and catch the ball. And however we do that, we need to catch the ball. So regardless of what the reason is we dropped it, we need to go out there, correct the mistakes. Julian will work hard to do so, just as all our receivers will work hard to catch the ball and get open every week.
Chad, I'm curious. I know you guys did some in camp, but do you still work with Aaron Hernandez some in your position group? And if you do, have you seen him? What strides have you seen him make kind of throughout the year?
I think with all our young players, regardless if it's Aaron Hernandez that we have on the Patriots, I've seen a lot of improvement on all of them. It's always just is with all our players. Everything's a work in progress. Aaron's made a lot of improvement. I don't work with Aaron because he's a tight end right now, and I work with the wide receivers. But he has made a lot of improvement, just as all our players have right now.
Chet, specific to Sunday's game against the Bills, what coverage do you see that they play predominantly that your receivers will be?
You know, they play just as everybody does. I think we have to be ready for a variety of things. We go through our normal scouting process during the week on the previous games that we've seen, and we also try to anticipate how they will play us, and we look at our last game. We look at every game. So we anticipate everything that they could do, and we try to have a plan for everything.
Ted, before you go, Taylor Price, there's some interest with him based on being a third-round pick from those who follow the team. Tough to sort of evaluate him from our perspective because he hasn't played. What do you see behind the scenes from him, and what's he doing to get better?
Yeah, but behind the scenes, Taylor is working extremely hard right now. He's doing what we ask him to do, and that is to go to practice and try to get better every day. That's what he's done. He has some great receivers, in my opinion, in front of him that he can learn from. And if he does so, he'll continue to progress. And all we ask of him is to keep working hard, and I think he has worked hard.
Thanks, Chad.
Thanks, Chad.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.